Stock, this is dictating on Richard Altman Senior. Richard Altman, ALTMAN Senior. Date of birth 2/28/42. Date of visit is 2/18/25. Please make a copy for Seth Johnson. Seth, S-E-T-H, Johnson, D-O, from Altamont Springs. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Shortness of breath with activity and history of COPD. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has had a long-standing history of smoking, has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity, as well as cough with sputum production, period. The patient has been on a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler, but has not observed significant benefits. And states he is unable to inhale well while using the Trilogy inhaler, period. He brings up little whitish mucus, and he denies any chest pains, but has some mild leg swelling, period. The patient has a history, I'm sorry, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, history of heart block with pacemaker placement. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia and prostatic hypertrophy. He had a previous craniotomy for AV malformation and bleed, and history for left index finger repair following amputation. The patient has chronic back pains. He had cataract surgery with implants and has had left hip replacement surgery, period. Next paragraph, allergies to Lortab. Next line, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of suicide. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Med list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Trilogy Ellipta 200 micrograms 1 puff daily. Terazosin 5 milligrams nightly. Nexlizet 180-10 milligrams daily. Famotidine 20 milligrams BID. Rosuvastatin 40 milligrams daily. And multivitamins. And vitamin D. And also tramadol 50 milligrams at night, PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, has gained weight, has had previous cataracts, has no dizziness or hoarseness, has urinary frequency, no flank pains, has wheezing and shortness of breath and occasional cough, has abdominal pains, and reflux and constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, has mild leg swelling, no depression, has easy bruising, and has joint pains and back pain, has headaches and numbness of the extremities, and skin rash. Next, physical exam. This mildly obese elderly white male is a lot pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing cyanosis, and has minimal peripheral edema. His blood pressure 130/70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Weight is 211, saturation 99. HEND abnormal phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supplement bruise, no venous distension or thyromegaly. Chest, increased AP diameter with decreased excursions and scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. And the extremities will decrease peripheral pulses, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, few keratotic skin lesions of the extremities, period. The patient is alert and oriented and answers all questions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with the emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4, atrial fibrillation. And number 5 is status post permanent pacemaker replacement. Number 6 is gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. A complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, complete metabolic profile. And a lipid profile. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. The patient will continue using Trilogy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs as needed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Seth Johnson, D.O. Thank you.